weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 8th day of December, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Lord Christopher Monckton will be joining us from day two of the Copenhagen World Government Establishment Summit that is going on. We'll be covering all the latest developments with the ClimateGate fraud and another huge development today. Copenhagen Climate Summit in disarray after Danish text leak. They told the third world they were going to be given all this money from the global taxes. Turns out it's all going to go to private central banks. That was in the treaty. That's what the big banks have been saying they were going to set up for at least 20 years. But this is new news to the world. Now the summit's in even more trouble because the third world is finding out it's a screw job to shut down their industry. They were sold by the same IMF and World Bank that have been robbing them for more than half a century that this was going to empower them and that this was going to be a new tax on the West. No, it's actually a tax by Western banks on them and on the people of the West. This is a huge new development. Also investigative journalist at the London Telegraph. ClimateGate, Barack Obama's rule by EPA decree, is a coup d'etat against Congress made in Britain. That is the headline. Governor Jesse Ventura, fresh off the premiere of his television show last Wednesday, to record all-time ratings on True TV, formerly Court TV, will be joining us to talk about a host of issues until the bottom of the hour. Then Lord Christopher Monckton coming up in the second hour today from Copenhagen, Denmark. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for that. This is going to be extremely informative, and I'm lining up a bunch of other reporters to be on with us this week and next week in the two-week-long summit, or roughly 2 weeks, was a 13-day-long summit being held in Copenhagen, Denmark. So that is all coming up today as well. Also, more on Senate leader Harry Reid comparing opponents of health care reform to supporters of slavery. You don't like socialist government? You're a racist. It's the N-word. Has nothing to do with it. They just inject that in there. When this is actually government slavery, making you buy insurance, making you have more money taken out of your taxes for this whole eugenics soft kill program that is modern healthcare, and with a $41 billion cut a year in Medicare alone that the Democrats have stripped out of Medicaid and Medicare, even more than $41 billion total, just $41 billion with Medicare alone. So they're the ones actually raising taxes, cutting services, while meanwhile invoking race cards and slavery. Again, they're race pimps. They use race as a tool of division. We're going to be breaking that down today as well. Also, I've gotten some emails of people in denial. We have confirmed that around the country, gun shops, Walmart, gun shows are demanding Social Security numbers and ID cards that they scan or record to get into gun shows. And some gun shows are just getting the last four digits. Yes, that is really going on, and we're investigating that as well. Very, very serious, because it's being done outside of the law. It's being done literally just as a form of intimidation by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and now explosives. They're always changing their name as they run around the nation basically intimidating people. But when we get back from break, Governor Jesse Ventura will be on with us to talk about the huge success of his number one TV show, number one on True TV, part two airing 10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night on True TV. We'll talk about the upcoming episodes as well and a lot more. His last interview, he's doing it with us before he leaves to Mexico for a few weeks of surfing. I bet he wishes he was in Hawaii. They're recording record waves there right now.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I am again honored to have a former Minnesota governor, movie star, top wrestler, best-selling author, XFL and NFL commentator, and so much more, Governor Jesse Ventura, with us until the bottom of the hour. Lord Christopher Monckton joining us coming up 52 minutes from now from the Copenhagen Global Government Summit. But I wanted to get the governor on, and luckily I caught him because this is his last interview. He is leaving in the next 24 hours to Mexico for a few months of surfing. And so we are certainly honored to have him on with us. So Governor Ventura, good to have you here.
Good morning, Alex.
So this is your swan song before you escape to Mexico.
Hopefully. Actually, I'm not leaving within the next 24, but I would tell you it will be within the next week.
Okay, because I talked to your wife, and she thought you were leaving.
Well, but I don't know. Maybe she's going to pack me up, and we'll be out of here tonight. I don't know.
That was last Friday.
They're usually in charge.
Boy, I tell you, you have been busy. Well, congratulations on the television show being the highest rated news show in True TV history. Massive viewership.
Well, it did well, you know, considering all the options out there, Alex, and that there's, you know, literally hundreds of stations that a viewer has to choose from. They couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. And I want to thank your listeners in that, because they're certainly a part of it now. The key now is to keep the momentum rolling, and hopefully the show will grow. Hopefully word of mouth will get out there, and there is a buzz, believe it or not. And hopefully the show will continue to grow in viewership and that way it'll pretty much force their hand. They'll have to renew for more, and then we can continue our investigations and continue enlightening the public and asking the questions. Can we get definitive answers? Not always, because naturally we can't put anyone under oath and threaten them with perjury or subpoena anybody, but we certainly can pose the question and continue to question authority, which is good, in my opinion, and to hopefully get more people involved in the process and wake the lemmings up a little bit.
So did you lose the bet? You betted that the show wouldn't air with your crew or your crew bet.
I happily lost the bet. It was a gentleman's bet, so of course there was nothing involved, no material or monetary involvement. But I happily lost the bet. I thought at the 11th hour someone would come in and pull the plug on this project. They have not. The first one aired, of course, on HARP last week. Tomorrow night should be on the infamous 9/11. And again, I defend myself by saying this. I went out and spoke to three different people who were all at the site when it happened, and within that day, the other gentleman spent 256 consecutive days there working. And all of these interviews I do with these people tell a far different story than what the government told us. Now, you then ask yourself the question, who do you want to believe? Do you want to believe the government bureaucracy and the bureaucrats in Washington that weren't there? Or do you want to believe three people who were hands-on, two of them surviving the attack, and the other one starting that very day that spent 256 consecutive days at the site? Who do you want to believe? Well, I'll unequivocally state that I believe the people I talk to.
Well, for those that don't...
And I don't want to tip the show off completely, so that's why I'm kind of talking in generalities and not naming names.
Sure. Well, I have got a large idea of... I know the inside baseball, and I think people are going to be amazed when they see this tomorrow night. A lot of people couldn't believe this would go on mainstream television. They couldn't believe that you would go on and do the HARP special, and that it would be basically all from our perspective or point of view, because the other side was so secretive and covered up what was really going on. People are really amazed. This is a watershed event to have the pro-conspiracy view shown. But as you said, you just went out and searched for the truth, and you've shared with me your view on what you think the most powerful episode of the seven episodes is. Do you want to tell folks that here on air?
Well, I'll tell you this. The scariest of the seven episodes, in my opinion, is 2012. And I'll leave it at that. That's the scariest one. The most bizarre one, in my opinion, and again, this is just my opinion, is the Manchurian Candidate episode. Alex, throwing everything aside, the shows are going to be very entertaining. They're going to be informative. And if people even choose not to believe them, they certainly will be frightened by the shows, because if they are true, it is frightening.
Well, I've talked.
That's what the great thing was about doing these shows. And again, I'm amazed that they're on the air, but, maybe they just think that I don't have the credibility anymore. Maybe they just think that it'll be meaningless. But the other reason I'm glad they're on the air is 100 years from now, I hope that people, when they look back and study about now, will realize that not all of us believed what the government said on things. Not all of us were of the same opinion as the official story. And I think that's very important, because to every story, there's going to be multiple sides to it. And those multiple sides need to be heard. And fortunately, now we've got it on the record. If these seven shows air, there will at least be some type of something on the record, pretty predominantly, that indicates that not everybody believed the status quo.
Well, just to be clear, I have had a chance to discover what is contained in tomorrow night's 9/11 show, and this is the one episode that I personally thought would probably not air, and it still hasn't aired. We'll see what obviously transpires tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. But clearly, I know a lot of people in the production crew, and I know talking to you and others, the 9/11 show, I think, is the strongest and is extremely, extremely groundbreaking and powerful. The information that is going to be aired for the first time in a fair way on national television.
Well, I've seen it, and I stand by everything we did on it. I'm proud of the fact that we did it. I'm of the believer that dissension's the greatest form of patriotism. I say that as often as I can. Because, I'm a sucker for honesty, and I'm a sucker for the truth, and I try to turn over everything I can to learn it when I think that there's something suspicious. And, you know, bottom line for me, Alex, is this. We're a country that runs by the rule of law, or at least we're supposed to. And if you follow that rule of law, you have to follow it when it's convenient as well as when it's inconvenient. And I question the fact that how can we convict someone before we've even indicted them? It runs contrary to everything this country stands for, and yet people are accepting this. And what I'm saying is, Osama bin Laden, why has he never been indicted for 9/11? Why haven't the government convened a grand jury, presented evidence enough to the grand jury, which is us citizens, for us to bring down an indictment? It happened 8 years ago. Why hasn't that procedure been followed in our rule of law?
Well,
like the other day, I was watching these hearings where that Senator Graham was grilling Holder, the attorney general, and he asked Holder, he said, if hypothetically you caught bin Laden tomorrow, would you read him Miranda? And here the attorney general hems and haws. I would have looked at that senator and said, absolutely you read him Miranda. It's the rule of the land. It's our laws. You can't just ignore the law because you choose to. And then I would have looked at that Senator Graham and said, well, Senator, is it you who decides who Miranda gets read to? Come on. That's the rule of our land.
Well, Governor Ventura.
Charles Manson got Miranda read to him, Alex.
Absolutely. Well, you've also made the point in national television interviews that 6 of the 10 commissioners say the 9/11 investigation was a fraud, a cover-up. Farmer, the head lawyer, has got a book coming out saying it was all a criminal cover-up, that the Pentagon was lying, that they agreed day one to lie to the public. I mean, you've got to have your head screwed on backwards to not call for a true independent investigation and to have the media call us kooks for simply listening to what the 9/11 commission is saying. That's a fraud. And then we have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed held for 8 years. They threatened to torture his kids. He confessed to everything but killing Kennedy and Lincoln. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was already arrested.
Well, Alex, I don't know about that. I'm not that deep into that knowledge, but I'll take your word on it. Well, exactly, and you start looking at this evidence and analyzing it, and it just doesn't add up. And yet we're attacked. We're told we're unpatriotic because what? We question? And what's interesting, and I will say this about the 9/11 show, bear in mind the show starts off with me meeting a 9/11 person who lost her daughter who was pregnant with their grandchild.
Oh, it's powerful.
And she's appealing to me to seek the truth. Well, I'll tell you what, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I
that
think
one mother who appealed to me is good enough for me to go out and ask some questions.
No, it's extremely powerful, folks. We're not gonna let the cat out of the bag. Just watch tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. True TV, it's on cable, DirecTV, Dish, everywhere, definitely. And I've talked to a lot of people who got their...
Before you let me go, bring me back. I want to give one comment on the global warming.
Oh, now, absolutely, sir. We've got you to the bottom of the hour. Stay there.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Well, I've twisted his arm. There's so much to talk about. Stay a little bit in the next segment with us. And then we've got Lord Monckton coming on today. There must be some kind of way out of here from frozen Minnesota to the beaches of Mexico, Governor Ventura.
Well, I'll be getting out of here. I got to go clear my head out for a while. Alex, I don't know how you do it day in and day out. I'm heading down there, and right now all I can think about is dunking my head into the ocean and shaking it, you know, and clearing my head out and start thinking again about taking a deep breath of freedom, which unfortunately, believe it or not, I get more of that in Mexico today than I do in the United States.
Americans have been basted in tyranny until they don't even recognize corruption. Lord Monckton was on Russian television talking about how, in many respects, they're more democratic than England now. Shifting gears into ClimateGate, because that's something you wanted to comment on. You do have a global warming episode coming up later that was produced months ago, and it is critical, and it has Dr. Tim Ball and others, plus you have an incredible insider that we actually ferreted out for you. I'm not having him on the show until that episode airs, just because I don't want to spoil it. But you have an insider with Maury Strong who worked for him and with him. This is extremely powerful. But the latest on ClimateGate, where they confirm their internal emails from the head UN Climate Center fixing the numbers, hiding the fact that for 9 years the Earth's actually been cooling.
Well, you know, the thing that really got my antenna to go up was their solution, cap and trade. This is nothing but a shell game, and Alex, even worse than that, here's what it is. We right now pay taxes to our local government, we pay taxes to our state government, and we pay taxes to our national government. This, for the first time ever, will be a tax to a world government. A world tax. That is ridiculous, I think.
Yes.
You know, that we're now going to face taxation from a world entity, and that part of it is unacceptable to me, top to bottom. And the fact that this cap and trade, it does nothing to solve the problem. We all will admit that pollution is bad. We'll all admit that we the less we pollute this planet, the better it is. But when the solution that they come up with does not do anything to solve the pollution problem, that tells me that there's a fraud involved and that the real reason is to make money for people. And that's really what got me over the top, was the fact that this cap and trade is nothing but a shell game. Polluters can still pollute at the same level. All they have to do is buy their way out of it, and they're called neutral. Well, that's absurd. And it's ridiculous, and it's just a way for people to profit.
Well,
and
it is.
If it does that, then I want nothing to do with it. You know, I can't argue with the scientists, because there's scientists on both sides of the issue, and probably whichever way you lean, you're going to side with that scientist. It's just like, how do the buildings of 9/11 fall from fires? You know, you got popular mechanics tells the public, oh, yeah, it can happen easy. You got other scientists that say it's a bunch of crap. And I personally can't figure out how they can fall at the speed of gravity. It defies basic physics.
And you're a demolition expert.
Exactly. Well, anyway, so I'm not going to get into the argument of the scientific end of it. I'll get into the political end of it, which this cap and trade is pure bull, top to bottom. It does nothing to solve the problem, and that's what we're going to have rammed down our throat at this conference. Well, that clearly tells me that the problem can't be that important to begin with if they won't even seek out a solution that would attempt to cure it.
Well, Governor, there's lots of real pollution like toxic waste, overfishing, but carbon dioxide, the amount that humans put out, we exhale carbon dioxide. The EPA is listing it as a toxic waste. It's what plants live off of. They then put off oxygen. I mean, it's a fraud. It's a distraction from all the real environmental problems. And now an internal Copenhagen climate summit is in disarray or Danish text leak. This is London Guardian. The secret text of the agreement has been released, where the taxes aren't even paid to the UN. They're paid to private corporations, private banks, setting up a private global corporate government.
Horrible. And if we allow this to happen, then we deserve what we get, Alex.
Governor Jesse Ventura, he'll do 5-6 more minutes with us on the other side on some other key issues, and Lord Christopher Monckton coming up. But tomorrow night, the most powerful 9/11 information ever on mainstream television, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Ventura. By the way, we've been simulcasting since the start of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers there. And my new film, Fall of the Republic, ladies and gentlemen, has an hour in the 2 hour, 24 minutes on the whole climate fraud, how the banks are setting up a private global corporate government from their own documents. That's now mainstream news today, but in a film I released a month and a half ago, Fall of the Republic, available at InfoWars.com. Governor Jesse Ventura, I want to finish up with ClimateGate and then finally ask you, what are you most upset about? What are you most outraged with currently? But with ClimateGate, how do we have the UN investigate it when they're behind it? How do we have the British government investigate when they're behind it? How do we have the federal government investigate when they want this new taxation control grid over all human activity?
Well, you know, it simply comes back to the fact that we have to protest. We have to let our elected officials know that this is unacceptable. And people have to stand up for what they believe in the country. Now, ultimately, can you prevail? There's no guarantee of that. But certainly, I would hope our country still has the freedom that people are allowed to persist on an opposite viewpoint and not be, you know, attempted to be destroyed just because they think something's different than the status quo says it is. So if you're outraged over global warming and you're outraged over cap and trade, let your congressmen and senators know that. Because the biggest thing you can do is to make a phone call or write a It's just what it's called. It's their career. Well, they're not going to jeopardize their careers. And if there's enough outrage voiced by the public, they will then listen. If there's no outrage, trust me, you're going to get it rammed down your throat. If there's no threat to their careers, they will do whatever well they damn please.
Well, that's a good point. It's in the news today in the Washington Post and Washington Times that senior Democratic leaders like Senator Webb warn Obama on taking action in Copenhagen, saying, look, this is red-handed fraud. They know the earth's getting cooler. They admit it's just a taxing power grab. More documents are leaking out. The system is bleeding out right now. This is now being called the greatest scientific fraud in modern history, and there's been many scientific frauds. And the Democrats are now panicking, saying, look, you better abandon this. And now the third world countries got the secret documents today that it's really a tax on them to stop their development when they were promised Western money. See, they tell the third world, oh, you're going to get to rob the West. And then when really it's the big banks planning to rob them. So this whole thing is sinking.
Well, I hope that it does. You know, if it don't, like I said, the best thing people to do is be vocal and active. Take that time. Write that letter. Make that phone call. But let me also say this. Be civil with your phone calls. No personal insults. No personal attacks. State your business. State that you that what you feel and how you feel they should react to that. But don't dig yourself into a hole by insulting anyone. That's the worst thing you can do when you make contact with an elected official is throw an assault at them. You don't want to do that. But you can still be firm in your viewpoint. Now, Alex, moving ahead, I'll tell you what's outraging me right now, the war in Afghanistan and the fact that we're going to put 30,000 of our troops in there and increase it, all while this country feels no pain. If we're going to go to these two wars, then it's time to implement a war tax to pay for them. Imagine what we're doing, Alex. We're not overly sending our young men and women over there to die. We're going to make it so when they come home, they'll get to pay for it for the rest of their lives. Because this generation doesn't have the courage enough to either stand up and get out of these wars or at least damn well pay for them if we're going to fight them. I also am outraged that a draft is not being reinstituted immediately. You've got guys that have been over there for 5, 6, and 7 tours of duty. That's inhumane. They need relief. Implement the draft, and you will see the wars not get bigger. You will see them come to an end. Because when little Johnny, who doesn't want to go, gets drafted, and a year later comes home in a body bag, that has a powerful influence on the neighborhood, trust me.
So you agree with Congressman Rangel that the way to end wars is to have a draft. And my problem with that is the new draft, the National Compulsory Service Act, and the National Service Act, they have two different bills, is going. The government's going to be able to decide who gets to stay and who gets to go, and they're going to build a domestic army where they'll get to be basically little Nazi brown shirt thugs spying on their neighbors. And so all the Politico kids, like George W. Bush, they're going to get to be domestic thugs.
Before we jump to those conclusions, let's see that nobody has the courage to bring the draft back in the first place. That's not going to happen. Are you kidding me?
Are you angry at Obama? I mean, has he really gone back?
I'm angry that he would escalate that war over there after he told us he was getting us out. Because I'm an advocate of the true patriot right now is to bring, you know, I wish I had it in front of me, the letter that my son sent to me on Veterans Day, talking about how we have to be diligent, how we've dropped the ball, because it's our job as the civilians to protect our military. And we have not done a good job on that. And what I mean by that is we're to protect them. They're not to go out there and fight unless there's a direct national interest to us. And this stuff about fighting terrorism by going over and invading countries and occupying the countries with our military, that is going to do nothing to stop terrorism. It's like cap and trade. fact, it's going to create more terrorists. Because if you occupy a nation, they're going to hate you. They don't love you. Imagine for a minute if Hugo Chavez, with all his money, bought some land by Palm Springs and put the Venezuelan army in there. How would we feel about that? Not too good, would we? Well, how can we go around the world and have our bases in 178 foreign countries? And yet, we're supposed to pay for all this. We're not even paying for these wars. We're going to make the very children that fight the wars come back and spend the rest of their lives paying for them also. I think that's pretty pathetic, and we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Well, in closing, the television show premiered last week to record ratings for True TV, the number one news show in their history. Part two on 9/11 tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. In closing, Governor Ventura, watching you as governor, a maverick, a true rebel, a revolutionary, was very refreshing. Watching the media demonize you and attack you and try to set you up was painful, but you were a statesman. You left after one term. And to see you grow and just get better and better and more informed and more libertarian, more anti-globalist, and to now see your TV show be a huge hit, I certainly hope it gets picked up for a second season. But as you've said many times off air, you don't know until it's picked up, but it certainly should be. And everybody needs to do their job to spread the word about the show. But we salute your spirit of liberty. And as Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in the end, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And so a lot of timid people are joining the ranks thanks to your leadership, Ron Paul's leadership, and so many others. And, Governor, have a well-earned extended hiatus in Mexico, and surf's up. Have fun.
Thank you, Alex, and keep up the good work, man. I don't know how you do it day in and day out, but keep talking and keep disrupting the system, because it's the American way.
We'll do it, and I want to...
Between all of us, we won't let the country die. Thanks, Alex. Have a great winter.
You too. Take care. All right, there goes Governor Jesse Ventura. Did I do the Mark Twain quote right? I did it right on CNN. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Did I say it right the first time? Yeah, in time, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And Jesse Ventura is the real deal. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. But let me tell you, I know what's in this production piece. I've seen large segments of it, and I've because last time I was out in L.A. a month ago, they were still editing it, so I haven't seen the finished product, and it's powerful. I mean, this is not Michael Moore banging on doors. This is Jesse Ventura doing it, and I believe Luke Radowski's in there too. We Are Change. I mean, it's certainly in the footage I've seen, they are. I don't know if they're going to be in the finished thing that's done and airing tomorrow. And who knows what Time Warner's doing with their hands in there. The establishment, I've had reporters the last few weeks ask me, why they think this Jesse Ventura show is actually going on air from our perspective. And it's really because the establishment has lost all credibility. They're losing viewers. They know that the general public wants to know about the New World Order. And I think by putting it on True TV as entertainment, they know it'll get ratings, and they just think that, well, the public's already awake. The UN's admitting world government. Why deny this anymore? And I think that's what's happening here. I have been pitched so many television shows. I have been asked to fly to New York, asked to fly to L.A. I have been involved in TV shows. I have shot pilots with huge production companies and then seen it not air. Seen it not air. And so when Ventura's people were asking me to be a consultant on this and also be in, I'm the only person that appears in multiple episodes. Four or five. They're still editing some of them. So coming up in the next 2 weeks, I should you should see episodes I appear in. Some of them I'm a large part of. Other parts just a consultant, and you see me introducing Jesse to people. It's just good to see it get on air. It's like the Wall Street Journal came here and was going to do a cover story on me, and I said, this will never be printed. If this is not a hit piece, this will not be printed. And I said, did you find what you were wanting? Did you find the dirt you wanted? And no, not really. You know, you don't come in here and open a closet door and 45 skeletons fall out on the floor. Things have to be invented about us, and it really can't be done. Because you judge a tree by its fruits. I mean, how many people have we woken up to the New World Order? How many times have we been attacked by mainstream and alternative media and even government entities? A lot. And that's why I always challenge listeners. Don't get caught up in the infighting, the COINTELPRO, the disinformation. You know you're good. You know you're a patriot. You know you're awake and aware. And so instead of ninnying and spending all your time debating different radio hosts or filmmakers or patriot leaders, chief among them myself, spend your time warning people about the carbon tax. Spend your time warning people about state victim disarmament gun control bills and federal victim disarmament bills and treaty, the gun control treaty with the UN Obama says he's going to sign next year, or blanket open borders and amnesty that'll bring in the North American Union and further bankrupt us. Or forced inoculations and how dangerous the vaccines are, warning people about the history of vaccines and the mercury and the cancer viruses. We're going to come back with the winner of the Berlin Film Festival a few years ago. This is just par for the course of the type of short films that are shown to little kids, teenagers, college students. The whole cover of YouTube is our future is being decided at Copenhagen. Almost every video on the front page is pro-global government, pro-tax links. I want to launch an initiative today. I got Texas Monthly here interviewing me for what they say is probably going to maybe a cover story. But I'm going to try to do several YouTube videos today, that I really, about Copenhagen and all the fraud that's come out there and the latest on ClimateGate. But I also want to do one calling for people in the next week and a half while Copenhagen's going on, the establishment of world government. They're calling it the most important meeting in history, the Declaration of World Government. I'm calling on everybody to make their own YouTube videos. Everyone. I don't care if you're not eloquent. Or if you are eloquent, or if you're mediocre, just get up there, point out issues. We need thousands of videos flooding YouTube. YouTube has more video views than all other video sites combined. Sure, it's controlled. Sure, it's manipulated. Sure, it's bad in many respects. But it's where the fight is with this Schmidt character that owns it, pushing world government and promoting tyranny. We need to take YouTube over and counter their propaganda and make videos about how they're engaged in a bunch of propaganda. Because they're whining and screaming and yelling, all the controlled corporate press and the Fortune 500, they're all redoubling. I mean, I've been watching the news, and I can't believe how mindless and base and ridiculously off the chart. If I was going to make a science fiction movie about a science fiction dark satire movie about the ultimate propaganda state, I would just go point cameras at Copenhagen and show that in the movie. I mean, they've got giant billboards with little girls saying, please, I don't want to drown. And images of polar bears saying they're all dying. They're almost extinct. When they've gone from 10,000 in the Arctic areas to over 45,000, their numbers are exploding like cockroaches. And they're showing films at Copenhagen that tell school children they're all going to die. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And this video coming up shows humans as a disease spreading across the globe and then blasting off in rocket ships to infest the galaxy as a disease. No, we're not a disease. Jesse Ventura is not a disease. Ron Paul's not a disease. Martin Luther King's not a disease. Leonardo da Vinci's not a disease. We are an incredible species who can produce amazing art and passion and love and honor and creativity and ideas. And the globalists know that, and they want to have a control over society and control over information to dumb us down so they can control future, so they can control the destiny of humanity. We have to wrest control over the future of humanity from these people and let humanity really make the decision what we want to do from there. That's why I don't like football and petty stuff, because it's issues of no significance that don't matter as we're on this planet hurtling through intergalactic space. That's what really matters. And awaken. You don't have to agree with me. Just awaken. Wake up. Wake up.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Ah, Earth. Healthy, strong, and full of life. But wait, what's that you've got there? It looks like you've got a case of the humans. To be a healthy Earth, all of your elements must be in equilibrium. However, these parasites slaughter all other forms of life. Guzzle your natural resources. And poison your atmosphere. Once contracted, humans act quickly. They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path. Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
Oh, they're killing the whole universe, the whole solar system. parasites with their hookers and caviar and jets and limos. Saying carbon dioxide's bad, it's not. It's what plants live off of. You've got them running around lying to the public when carbon dioxide is a tiny part of the atmosphere to begin with, and the UN admits it's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction that we actually put off, and that it's a good thing. But that doesn't matter. We're parasites, and the global government wants to get rid of us. This is what they show school children. This is what's being pushed on everyone. This is what the Fortune 500 is behind. This is what they're promoting 24/7. We've got another clip coming up later where they're teaching everybody, oh, we're going to track your car and track everywhere you go and track your carbon footprint and tax you to save the earth. No. It's a Big Brother takeover. It's a global government, private corporate takeover. And we have huge new developments in ClimateGate we're going to be talking about later in the next hour with Lord Christopher Monckton. So you definitely want to stay with us for that today. And then after Lord Monckton leaves us, we are going to open the phones up in the third and fourth hour and cover all of this news and information. And, yes, we're simulcasting the entire four-hour radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I did want to encourage listeners, every month of December, for every year we've had PrisonPlanet.tv coming up on 6 years, next April, we give you 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up for a year, and you pay for 6.5 months, and you get 5.5 months free. And so instead of being $5.95 a month, it comes out to $3-something, and that pays for our bandwidth, pays for our IT people, pays for the cameras, the videos, the travel, making the films. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We have upgraded it. It has super fast servers. All of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live radio show is simulcast with the documents, the videos, the photos, the guest in studio when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And if you can't watch it live every day, we archive higher quality audio archives at PrisonPlanet.tv, commercial free. We also have the archive of the live TV show that we simulcast there for your listening and viewing convenience. Just so much more that we're adding to PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can share your passcode. 6 computers simultaneously can log on with the same passcode. So give yourself the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And then you can give it to one of your family members. Just explain to them not to share it with too many, or it'll lock them out while people are logged on. It won't do it permanently. And so you can give yourself the gift of PrisonPlanet.tv, download the films, burn them to disc, give them to people, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception, all my films, all 24 of my films, TV shows going back for years, extras, special extras from the films that only are for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Give yourself the gift of PrisonPlanet.tv and then share the passcode, username, passcode, give it to your friends and family, PrisonPlanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.